Hi, this is Dan Gilbazan, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hey, it's Jack. Make sure you check out all things Transformers. I listen when I'm riding around Jasper with RC.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to all things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello. So we'll be covering a little bit of news and basically sightings and things that have come out in recent weeks.
And we're also going to... So, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, most everyone listening to the sound of my voice has heard our top 100 Transformers characters countdown. We didn't do any GCRN or All Things Transformers toy picks of 2021. So TFW has their own official list that I kind of want to go through and see what they picked and that kind of thing. So that'll be the last thing we talk about. First up is let's all go to the junkyard.
Yeah, so... I remember seeing this floating around on the AllSpark Discord channel, and I was like, it looks like junk. And they were like, I think that's kind of the point. I was like, no, I mean, why?
Yeah.
Why do we need it? And I don't know. Like, I mean, some people are like, they put in more effort than I expected. I was like, I have no idea who he is in the first place, so.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, because here's the thing with the Junkions, folks. For me personally, outside of Retgar.
They're all nameless.
They're all nameless, interchangeable, indestructible things. Or robots, or whatever. And, you know, I'm actually looking at the species article on TF Wiki for Junkions, because I do not remember any of them other than Retgar standing out with anything. So I'm sorry, folks, that I am so uninformed.
I was not prepared.
I mean, it even says in the article here for the Transformers cartoon, you know, two Junkions came with Retgar when he traveled to Planet Goo. Two Junkions. We get no names for them. We get no whatever. It's the same thing with the Sharktacons or even the Sweeps. Yes, I remember the Sweeps having distinct voices in the cartoon, especially in the, like, you know, the line, you know, we obey him or whatever, you know, I obey, you know what I mean? All that. But like, they've never, ever been characters that have name drops. So I'm looking at these pictures and I'm just like, I'd rather have Retgar. I mean, the motorcycle part of Junkyard looks great. Originally, before I really saw this article in these pictures, I thought they were going to, and I know this is stupid because they'll never do this, I thought they were going to make a Junkion junkyard, like the planet. Like, that's what I thought they were going to, like a playset, you know, kind of thing. And I see this, and I'm just kind of like, okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent on it.
It's just another motorcycle for Retgar to ride while he's in robot mode.
Yep. On the other hand, Studio 86 Perceptor.
Yes.
Box art. And he looks, I don't know, I've been really impressed with the Studio Series 86. And I think that what this had to have been what given Hasbro the idea was the those special whatever they call them, the Black Label or Studio Series for Star Wars.
Yeah.
That they if they make
the Black Series,
if they make like high quality versions, that people will actually pick it up. And so I'm very impressed by how well this figure looks. Even though I'm not a huge Perceptor fan, I love the detailing. I love the attention to detail. The face looks a little goofy to me, which seems to be the effect with some of the deluxes, other than Hot Rod and Scourge, the Voyagers. Because if you look at Cup and you look at Blur, they kind of look goofy. But if you look at the rest of the Studio Series, they look perfect.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I think it's just the facial feature they gave him, the frown thing. Like he's frowning as he's, you know, in robot mode. So I think maybe that's it. I'm not sure. So I'm looking at these other photos, and the one that I say where he's frowning is the plain still shot of the robot mode. But I'm looking at the product shot image of the back of the box, and that looks better than it did in, I don't know. I think it's absolutely cool. Even though I don't collect Studio Series, I think anything they do to give us screen accurate 86 film characters is awesome.
Yeah. Granted, the only one I have out of the Studio Series is Scourge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to see what they do with the rest of the cast. I know that there's going to be a Studio Series Ironhide.
Right.
Next year, or not next year, later this year. And I'm waiting to see that because honestly, that's probably the next one I'll get.
Yeah.
Even though he's a minivan, I still like Ironhide.
At least he has his head this time.
Yeah.
That's never not going to be a joke, folks. So we have more information about Transformers Rise of the Beasts toy line coming in April of 2022 for Wave 1 and August for 2022 for Wave 2. Now, I wasn't so thrilled with the listings earlier in the last episode when we did this, but now I'm kind of more intrigued by it because we have better information as far as like they're being released sometime in April, and we have each of the main lines within the Rise of the Beasts. We have what their prices are going to cost per figure, because I don't think that was on the last article, because that probably wasn't, you know, known at that time. But the Power Alliance figures, which include 4 weaponizer packs, 2-pack of Optimus Primal, Optimus Prime, RC, Wheeljack, those are going to be $15.99 US each. The Power Battlers / Beast Battlemasters are going to be $6.99 each US. Those include Cheetor, Rhinox, Crescent, Optimus, and Air Razor. Power Combiners are $21.99 USD. 2-pack of Bumblebee, RC, Optimus Primal, Scourge, and Optimus Prime. And this is all Wave 1, folks. Battle Changers / Battle Chargers, $10.99 each US. Battle Changer, Bumblebee, Rhinox, Mirage, and Bumblebee? Okay. And then there's a 2-in-1 mask for $35 for Bumblebee. That's a little much. There's a Beast Mode Bumblebee for $52.99. And then there's a Smash Changer for $31.49, which is Optimus Prime. The only thing I'll say about this is that I want to see pictures with this, and I know we can't yet, and that's fine. I understand that, and that's great. But I'm glad that even though the movie is pushed back to next year, like when we did the last episode for 2021, we were like, what in the hell are Transformers? What is Hasbro going to do with Transformers in 2022 with no movie coming out, with, so far that we can tell, no TV show coming out or anything? Well, 2022 is the year of the beasts, because they're going to give us all the toys ahead of the movie. So that way, when the movie comes out, everybody who wants to buy all of these toys that I just mentioned, at least in Wave 1, will have them for when the movie comes out. The only thing that's listed for Wave 2 so far, we got two things. One is the $35 mask, which is Optimus Primal, 2-in-1, and the Smash Changers for $31.49 each, which is Rhinox. So, 2022, Year of the Beasts for Hasbro for toys.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure what I think about any of this. I know they're gonna. I know it's gonna be Michael Bay. Like as far as the aesthetics,
yeah.
Just because I know he's involved too, mm-hmm. and is at least in the production side. And while I'm ecstatic that Prime is gonna have this look, and you know some of the other ones are gonna have their look, they're using Primal. They're using RC, who I believe was in a previous one,
mm-hmm.
Wheeljack. Then they're using Cheetor, Rhinox, Crescent, which is another Maximal, I think, Air Razor. And then we've got Scourge for the whatever he's going to be. And I don't know, like the Battle Changers or Battle Chargers. The mm-hmm. last time they did Battle Chargers was Beast Machines. Almost yeah. the Power Combiners, they did that in Energon. Power Battlers or Power Alliance, they did some of this crap during Prime and during some of the last live action movie stuff. Beast Formers or Smash Changers, where you, I don't know. A lot of this I'm not very optimistic for.
Yeah.
For seeing, I will give it the benefit of the doubt if they look cool. Like I'll pick one up and review it or something, but. I'm gonna stick with the legacy stuff or in the studio series stuff because I hear that there's coming down the pipeline a studio series Beast Wars.
Interesting.
Which would be awesome because if you're not one that likes the Kingdom aesthetic, uh-huh. it would give them a new, different retool or a different yep. look. And for the most part, I'm happy with all of the ones that have come out with Kingdom, regardless of the fact that their beast modes aren't accurate or, you know, some of that. I still see it as the poor man masterpiece if you can't afford the big thing. So,
yeah. I am curious to see what they do with Studio Series. I am curious to see if they will change it from 86 to 96. And then maybe later change it from 96 to 99. Because
some good Beast Machine stuff.
I was going to say, I personally think that with everything they are doing with Studio 86 now, we need a true Hasbro Cloak Megatron.
Yes.
And we also need a giant head Megatron. That's just my personal preference, but...
Well, they had a head Megatron at one point.
Yeah.
So let's cut through the signal noise, shall we?
I don't understand how TFW has their top picks of 2021 laid out. I'm not sure. I'm just going to run down the pictures and tell you all what they listed for their top picks. And we can obviously discuss them, whatever. Obviously, the centerpiece for them is HasLab Unicron. The Generations version of Galvatron, Generation Selects Galvatron, so the old, you know, the original toy styling of Galvatron. They have MP53 Skids listed. They have Kingdom Megatron with his rubber ducky in mouth, I should say. Studio 86 series Slag, so there's that, and obviously we've got Hot Rod and all that. And what I find interesting is they also list something here, Flame Toys Kuro Karakuri IDW Megatron. So this is interesting to me. I'm not normally one for the third-party stuff, but because it's based off of Megatron's look in the original IDW run, when he was still black and purple in the original first part of the 2005 run of the series. I like that. I think that's cool. I just wish I could see the robot mode, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a link here, so maybe I can see robot mode. Or not, not, I'm sorry, not robot mode. Alt mode is what I meant. But yeah, no, it's very, very cool. They also list Hot Rod, Studio 86 Voyager Hot Rod. So yay, Hot Rod's on the list. Unicron, obviously, is probably going to be their number one. Because they have number one and they have runners up. And Rodimus Prime is a runner up. Grimlock is a runner up. Cyclonus. You know, again, this. I don't understand how this list is laid out. I'm sorry, folks. I'm running through these and I'm waiting to see like a number next to some of them. I assume that Unicron is their number one overall pick, obviously. But, and I do love, even though I will never own this, the shot that they have here of Unicron standing there with his mouth, and you got Cup and Magnus and Daniel and Hot Rod and Springer and RC and all that. I love Blur. I love seeing that. And Wheelie, I love seeing that. That is so cool. Because it just shows you how big Unicron actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So what is everybody looking forward to this year for Transformers?
Legacy.
Yeah, it's going to be, again, for me, I need to see pictures of that stuff. And I know some things have been shown off, and I know some things have been leaked. But again, if I go to a Transformers News website, doesn't matter which one it is, as long as there's a picture, as long as I can see it, that's when I'll get excited for it. Same thing with Rise of the Beast. As soon as I see some of these designs, like, I can't wait to see what, I can't believe that I'm about to say this, I can't wait to see what Michael Bay does with Optimus Primal.
I can wait.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. It just, I'm over it at this point. Really, the whole Michael Bay thing of it all, I'm just over it. Oh. Anything else we need to bring up? Anything else you've found while we've been talking that you want to bring up, or any other questions you want to pose to the audience, sir?
No, I'm just, I'm pretty, excited for, the Legacy stuff. And then of course the TransArt Toys third party, which has the Transmetal Megatron masterpiece, which I would like to obtain. And there also, images have been dumped of the Transmetal Rat Trap masterpiece, which follows the aesthetic perfectly.
Yes, it does.
The backpack switches around. I'm ecstatic. So.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. I think, you know, when we said at the end of at the last episode, the end of last year, nothing had really happened yet. Nothing was really. I mean, yes, we knew about Legacy. Yes, we knew about some of the figures, but I have not personally seen much to do with that line yet, and I'm just waiting, and I'm sure somebody that's listening will, oh, you must have missed this, or oh, you must have missed that, and I'd be like, okay, I've seen it now, yay, excited. Coming up next here on All Things Transformers and the Beast Unleashed podcast, Steve and I are going to discuss and review IDW Publishing Transformers Beast Wars number 11 and 12, which is Maximal Strike Back part 2 and 3. So that's coming up next here on the show. After that, I don't know. I have ideas, and I just need to write them down and all that. And yeah. So, you want to take us out of here, Megatron?
So, until next time, transform and transcend. Yes. Yes.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.